Today's daf is Vochen Daf Vav, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of Daf He Amid Beis. So we're continuing the first sugya, a long sugya, Mesechtes Vochen, the sugya of Shaloi Lishma. So the sugya of Shaloi Lishma really begins with the Mishnah in Zvochen Daf Nem Vav Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, L'shem Shisha Dvarim Azevach Nizbach. There were six kavanas a Kohen had to have while he was doing any one of the Dalar Avodah Sadam. Shchita Kabbalah Hailachas Rika. He had to have in mind L'shem Zevach, the carbon he was bringing, L'shem Zeveach, the Balak carbon, L'shem Hashem, he's giving it to Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichayach. He had to have in mind that Haktara was going to be done with the Emurim of this Mizbeach, and the Haktara was going to be such that it would give a Reach Nichayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens if the Kohen didn't have any Machshava at all? So Rava said, Daf Beis Amid Beis, Stomas L'shma. The question is, what happens if the Kohen had a machshava shaloi lishma? So he didn't have a machshava lishma. He didn't even have a machshava stoma. What he had was a machshava shaloi lishma. So as it relates to the latter four of the six machshavas that the Mishnah mentions on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, that's okay. There's no halacha that a machshava shaloi lishma is in any way, shape, or form going to disqualify the card. The nidin of the beginning of Masechtes Vachim and the first halacha of the Mishnah is where somebody had a machshava shaloi lishma with regards to the kavana of L'shem Zevach and with regards to the kavana of L'shem Zeveach. L'shem Zevach, what the Gemara refers to as Shinui Kodesh. L'shem Zeveach, what the Gemara refers to as Shinui Bailos. If somebody was bringing a carbon oila and he had in mind Shinui Kodesh, Rashi, in the beginning of the Masechta, oila L'shem Shlomo. He didn't have in mind oila, he had in mind Shlomo. Or somebody's bringing a carbon for Reuven and he has in mind that he's bringing the carbon for Shimon. Does it disqualify the carbon or not? So the Mishnah said it depends. Really, four shitas in the Mishnah. But the Ikra Shita is the Shita of the Tanakama. Kol Azvachim Shenizbuchun Shaloi Lishmang Shem. All carbonates that are brought Shaloi Lishma, whether it's Shinui Kodesh or Shinui Bailim, the carbon's going to be kosher. What does kosher mean? You could Firais Tavoida. You could do Zrika. You could do the Haktara. You could eat the Basar. You can't do Zrika with a carbon that's Pasal. You can't do Haktara with a carbon that's Pasal. Can't eat the Basar of a carbon that's Pasal. Kosher, it's not possible. As a result, you could do Zrika Aktar and Achilas Bas. Chutz min Achatas vaPesach. Those two carbonos are worse. Those two carbonos, the halach is that it is in fact going to be possible. As far as the Makar, so that the Gemara discussed in Daf Dalet and Daf Hey, we said the Ikum Makar, the source in the Torah, that there's an idea of lishma when it comes to the avodah sadam and the carbon is learned out from carbon shlom. Stating that there's a hekesh, the pasuk says, "Zoisa Torah la'olav la'mincha v'lechatas v'la'ashem v'la'milum u'lezevach hashlomim hikishen hakasav lishlomim all carbonos ahukish lishlomim so that mash shlomim ben shinu kodesh ben shinu bailim bein lishma just like by a carbon shlomim. There's a din lishma both by shinu kodesh and by shinu bailim af kol so to all carbonos ben shinu kodesh ben shinu bailim." Then the Gemara said, if there's a din lishma, why is lishma not ma'akev? Why do we say, kol azvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishman ksherim, ele shaloi adu l'baylon l'shem chayva? So for that, the Gemara said, there's another limud. There's a drasha, dvarim perich of gimel, the pasuk's in the context of someone who made a neder to bring a carbon, and then the pasuk says, "Nedava asher dibarta beficha." So are we talking about a neder? Are we talking about a nedava? Says the Gemara, we're talking about someone who made a neder, but he didn't fulfill the neder properly because the kohen, when he did the avoda, made a mistake. He didn't have the proper kavan. He had a machsheva shalei lishma. What's the halacha? It's le'olul l'bayim l'shem chayva. We can't call it a neder anymore, but at the same time, it's a kosher carbon. Nedava is a kosher of carbon. So that's the makar that it's kosher v'loyal. How do you know chutz menach katas v'pesach? So we saw a little bit of that in yesterday's daf, but really the ikar sugyas we're going to get to in the coming days. Either way, the Gemara yesterday described a very dramatic scene that took place in Beis Medrash. The Amorei Reish Lakish is lying on his stomach and he's pondering this first halach of Masechta Zvachim. Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuku Shaloi Lishman Ksherim Elo Shaloi Olu. And in Tzvara, he's trying to wrap his head around it. He says, Madavshach, if it's kosher, it should be Olu L'Bayel L'Nashem Chayva. And if it's Loi Olu L'Bayel L'Nashem Chayva, it should be possible. So Rabbi Lazar, who's a Chaver of Reish Lakish, Kiyadur, Rabbi Yechanan, two great Talmidim were Reish Lakish and Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar was there and he called Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, what's the grace? Why do you have such a problem with it? There's precedence for it. I'll find you textbook precedence. What's the precedence? The halach is if somebody's mafish a carbon and then he dies, the Yarshim given certain circumstances, will have a din to bring the carbon. Now, it depends what type of carbon it is. If it's a chatos, chatos shemesu balez, lemisas, we'll see more about that. But if it's an oila, or if it's any carbon that's baba nedab in adava, the halacha is that the yarshim can bring the carbon that the mace was mafresh. Now, tainted Rebbe Lazar, that's poshit, that this carbon that's going to be brought is le'alu le'bailim l'shem chayva. Because who's the bailim? The one that was mafresh the carbon. That person is no longer alive. If he's no longer alive, he can't get ritzui from the carbon that's being brought. Still, the halach is the yarshim bring the carbon. So if the yarshim bring the carbon, that means it's kasha. If the bailam is not alive, it means loy alu the bailam l'shem chayva. So why Reish Lakish tainted Rebbe Lazar? Are you so bothered with this new halacha of a machshava shaloy l'shma by kol azvachim being kosher v'loy alu? Isn't there precedence for that? Reish Lakish said, I hear. My whole tmiya was from the carbon asham. Asham, which like a chatos is not bala achamisa. Thus, there is no precedence for this idea that it should be kosher v'loy alu. And asham, I don't understand why in the Mishnah it's included in the kol azvachim. According to the Tanakam in the Mishnah anyways, the Mishnah shlema that holds that an asham is kosher. B'chura, there is no precedence. Either way, the Gemara picks up on that note. Yosef Rav Nachman, V'Rav Sheshes, V'Yosef Rav Adbar Master Gabayu, V'Yasvi V'Ko Amri. So that my room was sitting together, and they were relating this exchange that took place between Reish Lakish and Rav Elazar. Hadakam Rav Elazar, Matzino B'Vam, L'Achar Misa, Shen K'sherim, V'Emiratzin. Rav Elazar told Reish Lakish, why are you so bothered with Kosher V'Layalu in the Mishnah? Isn't there precedence? Isn't there precedence from every person that's Mafresh or Karbon dies? The Halach is the Yarshim. Bring the carbon, doesn't that mean that it's kosher v'le'alu? Lemele Reish Lakish, why didn't Reish Lakish tell him, Hanu nami laisu v'lertzu? Why are you assuming that in that case, the carbon is le'alu l'baylam l'shem chayva? Maybe it is alu l'baylam l'shem chayva. You know who maybe is considered the bala carbon? The yarshim. And if the yarshim are the balei ha-carbon, then maybe the yarshim are going to get ritzli. Meaning, Rebbe Lazar and Reish Lakish in that exchange seem to be assuming that if someone's mafresh ha-carbon dies, the yarshim that bring the carbon are bringing the carbon on behalf of the person that died. But the bal ha-carbon, may he please rise, is the person that died. It's not the yarshim. Thus, you see a carbon, that's kosher. Hagam, we know it's like alu l'bayim l'shem chayva. But tainas the Gemara mechatesi. Maybe the yarshim are the balei carbon, and if the yarshim are the balei carbon, they could get ritzi because they're alive. So luchura, the whole hanocha in that exchange of Rabbi Loz and Reish Lakish is something that's tzorich bir. Amalem Rabbi Adbar Masna. Rabbi Adbar Masna told them, what was the example? What was the mishnah that Rabbi Lazar quoted to Reish Lakish when he made his argument on Amud Aleph? The Mishnah that he quoted was a case of a Yeledes. Yeledes who has to bring a carbon chatas and a carbon oila. And the Mishnah says that if she brought her chatas and she was mafresh her oila and died before she had an opportunity to bring the oila, so the Yarshin bring the carbon oila. So Rav Adbar Masna said, Yeledes? You mean to say you have a havamina that the yarshim that are going to bring the carbon oila that the yeledes brings are the balaya carbon of the oila? And he yolda, she's the one that had the baby. But now me yoldu. But did the children have a baby? So how's it possible to even entertain such a possibility that the children are the balaya carbon? We're discussing a carbon yoledes. By definition, you have to be a yoledes l'chura in order to be shayach to a carbon yoledes. But the Gemara says not so fast. Maskev l'ravasi uman le'malon. Who said the iku kama say gaba loy mischapra? So this is an idea that we've seen many times, and Meretz Hashem will try to speak on some raid on this tomorrow. And that is that we know the Gemara always says the chatas and ashen are baal chet. Ma chatas baal chet, av ashen baal chet. We had it ready in the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Chatas was mechaper for an avera shezdoinikaris. If you did that very b'shoyik, the whole Masechta's Hirius is predicated on that tenet, that a chatas is bal chaper. Hashem is also, there's five different types of Hashemites. They're both Hashem Shivcha Charufa, Hashem Ilais, but they're all coming to be mechaper. Oila, we know, was not bal chaper. Stating that when a person brought a carbon oila, he got kapara. So it's an interesting idea. It wasn't bal kapara. There was no such thing that, oh, you did an avera, now you chayv to bring a carbon oila. Didn't work that way. You could be chayv to bring a carbon oila. Your lettuce was chayv to bring a carbon oila. The tzibur every day had to bring two karbanos oila. The oilas tamid. There were different chiyuve oila that were brought during the course of the year in the Beis Hamikdash. The purpose of the chiyuv was never chet. Stating that after a person brought the carbon oila, the Torah says v'nirtzal oila chaper oila. It's not negotiable. It's a pasuk in the Torah right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. A person got kapar. What was it mechaper? It was mechaper on mitzvah saseif. So if somebody was mevatel mitzvah saseh. He didn't put on tefillin. He didn't say krishma. He didn't learn Torah. So he was mevatel mitzvah saseh. So the karban oila was mechaper for that. That means when the yeledes would bring her karban oila, in addition to her fulfilling her chiyuv oila as a yeledes, she was also getting kapara for all chiyuvei asay that she had potentially been over. Now those assays, the Yarsha Mashaikh to Satanas the Gemara, why are you assuming? Why are you Rev Adabar Masna? Are you saying that it can't be the Yarsha of the Bali Karban when it comes to the Ilas Yeledas? Because they're not a Yeledas. If they're not a Yeledas, they have no Shaykhis to the Ritzu of the Karban. I don't know if that's true. Because the Ritzu of the Karban Yeledas is a very inclusive Ritzu. It's mechaper and all assays, and the Yarshim certainly were over on assays. So if they were over on assays, mechatesi, they can't be the baliyah carbon. Maybe they should get the ritzu. In other words, we have a lumdish shayla over here. When somebody's mafresh carbon dies, the din is the Yarshim, with the exception of a chattas and a nashim, have a din to bring that carbon. So the question is, who is the bala carbon? Is the bala carbon the mace, or is the bala carbon the yarshim? Zok the Gemara, I'll prove it to you. The name of the kanyulo. You want to say that the yarshim are the bala carbon? Can't be, because from Rabbi Yechon and said, niach min chadash leibon. If somebody left over a carbon mincha and he died, kreva the halacha is the yarshim bring the carbon mincha. The aimboy mishum shutfis, and there's no problem of a mincha shel shutfis. The halacha is that a carbon could be brought by shutfis. Two partners together could decide that they want to bring a carbon to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But there are some exceptions to the rule. One exception is a mincha. By the carbon mincha, the Torah says v'nefesh ki takriv carbon mincha l'Hashem. Nefesh is a lashon yachid, and we learn from there that a yachid can bring a carbon mincha, but shutfin, two people together, can't bring a carbon mincha. So tain is the Gemara Geshmak. Rabbi Yechanan said that if somebody dies and he leaves over a carbon mincha, he also leaves over two sons. The two sons, the Arsh and the carbon mincha. The halach is the sons can bring the carbon mincha. Tain is the Gemara of Esau, that I can, you know, if you're going to tell me that the sons are the bali carbon, nefesh of rachmano, the halacha is that a mincha can't be brought to shutfis. Elamai, who must the bala carbon be? The mace. And being that the mace is a nefesh, she's one person, that's why it could be brought. So l'churu, don't we have a rai from Rabbi Yochanan's halacha that the bala carbon is the mace? It's not the yarshim. But the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you if I care. V'loi kan yiluhu. Are you going to tell me the yarshim are not the ones that are kind of? I'm Rabbi Yochanan said, also Rabbi Yochanan, inech beim l'shei banav u'mace. If somebody leaves over a behemoth to his two sons and he dies, kreva, the halacha is the sons bring the carbon. We know that. The eimim miraba. But there's no halacha of tamura. So tamura is beyond the scope of what we're discussing right now, but you know, we're all somewhat familiar with tamura, where a person was mafresh a carbon, and then he says, you know something, I'd rather the other animal be the carbon. He decides to swap it. So the halach is, hu utmurasa yi kodesh, they both end up being kodesh. It's allowed in the Torah, it's not something you're allowed to do. The bottom line is that if someone was mafresh a carbon and then he died, the children, these two sons that he left over, same case, have a din to bring the carbon. At the same time, they can't do tamura. So the question is, why can't they do tamura? Now we know the halacha is, we just had it in the Masechtas Horeis, that shutfin cannot do tamura. One person can be member. But if there's two partners in a carbon, so they're excluded from the halacha of tamura. So says the Gemara Gishmak, bishlem, if you're going to tell me the children are the baliyah carbon, then it's moving. Why there's no tamura? Because it turns out it belongs to shutfin. But if you're going to tell me that the Yarshma, not the ones that are kind of it, but rather when the banim bring the carbon, now they're bringing it on behalf of their father. Amurin nami limru. Why can't they do tamura? So essentially, we have a stira. We started off with a shaila, a hakira, the context of which was the exchange between Rabbi Elazar and Reish Lakish. But really, this shaila boils down to when the Yarshma bring the carbon of a mace. Who gets the ritzui? Who is the bala carbon? Is it the mace or is it the Yarshma? And we seem to have conflicting evidence from two memras of Rabbi Yochanan. On the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan said, two Yarshim can bring a carbon mincha. We know nefesh amarachmona. Shutfin can't bring a mincha. Must be the shutfin, the ones that are bringing the carbon, and not the baliyah carbon. Who's the baliyah carbon? The father is. But then again, you see that if somebody is mafresh a carbon, he dies, the children can't do tamura. Why shouldn't they be able to do tamura? Presumably because there's a din that shutfin can't do tamura. But that would suggest that the banim are the baliyah carbon. It is a carbon shel shutfin. So which one is it? Is it the mace or is it the children? Says the Gemara like this. Really, I'll tell you that the father is the baliyah carbon. It's not the children. And that's why if somebody is mafresh a mincha and he dies, the children can be the mincha. It's not considered a mincha shel shutfin. Because the father who was one person, he's considered the Bala Karban. Ah, you'll ask me, Akasha, why can't the children do Tamura? Shani Hassan. Tamura is different. The Amar Kra, it's learned out from Exeris HaKasif. Imhamer Yamir, the rabbis say Yerush. From the word Imhamer Yamir, we're Marba, that a Yerush could do Tamura. And being that Hamer Yamir is mentioned by Lashon Yachid, so we learn that Echad Meimir Vein Shnayim Amirim, that only one Yerush could do Tamura, not two Yerushim. Meaning, it's not because the Yerushim are the Bala Karban that two Yerushim can't do Tamura. Really, the Bala Karban is the father. V'haraya mincha. The reason two Yarshim can't do Tmura is Gzeiros HaKasov. It's a simple Gzeiros HaKasov. Echad Meimer ve'en Shnayim Amir. But you want to know who the Bala Karban is? The Bala Karban is, of course, the father. Maskel Rebak Nar Pakud. If you want to go down this road, and you want to tell me that since we learn from him, Homer Yomer, L'Rabbi says Hayyirish, and Homer Yomer is Beloshin Yochid, so we're going to learn Echad Meimer ve'en Shnayim Amirin, Gabi Meiser, with regards to the halachas of Meiser Sheni, Dixivim Go'o Yigal, L'Rabbi says Hayyirish. So we know the halachas of Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is something that has Kedusha, thus it needs to be brought to Yerushalayim and has to be eaten over there. What if somebody had a lot of Meiser Sheni? It was very difficult for him to bring it to Yerushalayim. So as long as he's outside of Yerushalayim, he had an ability to be paid to the Meiser Sheni. But there's an interesting halach. If the Baal Meiser Sheni, the owner of the Meiser Sheni himself, is the one that's being paid to the Meiser Sheni, he's transferring the Kedusha from the payrays onto money that he has to be Meisav Chaimish. If somebody else is doing it, it doesn't have to be Meisav Chaimish. Pashup Shat, the reason you have to be Meisav Chaimish is because we don't trust your accounting. We don't trust that you're not going to, you know, say, yeah, it's not worth $100, it's really worth $90. You know, we have a built-in buffer. Your Meisav Chaimish, like this, Hektish isn't going to end up losing out from you. You have to hire an independent firm to come in and to do an analysis and let you know how much this thing is really worth. So if you yourself, the Bala Karban, is the one that's doing the Geula, so a little bit more stringent, you have to be Meisav Chaimish. Now, the halach is, Ve'im Go'ol Yigal, the Torah says, L'Rabbi says Hayyirish, we learn from there, that a Yerush also has to be Meisav Chaimish. Says the Gemara, V'chura, if we want to go down this road, Go'ol Yigal, L'Rabbi says Hayyirish. That sounds very similar to Homer Yomer. L'Rabbi says Hayyirish. And just like by Homer Yomer, we said it says a Balash Yachid. So only one Yairish could do Tmura, not two Yarshim. Then Gaal Yigal should teach me that only one Yairish has a Chiv to be Meisav Chaimish, two not. Hachanami Echad Gov and Shnaim Goyalim. And we know that's not the case. We know that's not the case. We know that even two Yarshim have the halacha being Meisav Chaimish. So what's the difference? So Tigumar, I'll tell you the difference. Shani Meisav, the Gabi Abu, Nami is the Beshutfas. Meisav, there's no Svara to say that Shutfin should maybe be different than the Yachid. Because you never find anywhere in the halachas of Meisav Sheni a chilek between an individual and a partnership. There's no such precedence anywhere in the halachas of Meisav Sheni. However, when it comes to Tamura, you do find that. Because Tamura, the halacha is, if two people together, b'shutfis, are the Balei HaKarban, there's no halacha of Tamura. So you see an idea of Tamura not being able to coexist with shutfis. Okay, so now we can darshan, take it to the next level, and say that so too, if you have two Yarshim, Agam the Yarshim and not the Balei HaKarban, like we're saying, still there's a halacha that two Yarshim can't do Tamura. Just like two real Shutfin can't do Tamura, two Yarshim can't do Tamura. The reason we don't darshan it by Maisa, because by Maisa there's no precedence anywhere that there should be a chiluk between a Yachid and a Shutfis. But the bottom line is, so time is the Gemara, so where are we coming out? We're coming out that really, when somebody dies and he leaves over Yarshim, there's a din for the Yarshim to bring the carbon. Who's the Bala HaKarban? The mace is the Bala HaKarban. What's the raya? The raya is from the fact that if somebody leaves over a mincha and two sons, the sons can be makriv of the mincha. How could they be makriv of the mincha? Nefesh amar achmana. It says nefesh, only a yachid can bring a mincha. Two people can't bring a mincha. The teretz says the yarshim are not the Bala HaKarban. They're just fulfilling some chiv that their late father had. The real Bala HaKarban is the father. And he was a nefesh, being that he was a nefesh, therefore it's possible for him to bring the carbon. And by the way, if you see this, then you see there's an idea of kashav layalu, and that's the beer in why Rish Lakish Rebbe Lazar felt that there was precedence to the halach of our Mishnah from every single person that's mafresh a carbon, and he ends up dying. You're going to ask me a kasha if the mace is the Bala HaKarban. How come when it comes to Tamura, the halach is that two sons, the Yarshan a carbon, can't do Tamura? Bishloima, if they are the Bala HaKarban, so that's a regular carbon shal shutfis that's excluded from the parish of Tamura. But if the father's the Bala HaKarban, why can't the children do Tamura? There it says it's a new Gzeres HaKasa. But the Gemara has one more kasha. Says the Gemara, Umino, I amre bishloima kanyilahu bishloima. If you're going to tell me that the children are the Bala HaKarban, hainu dechad miyameimer. I understand, at the very least, why there's a concept that a Yerush can do Tamura. It's
learned out from a pasuk in Hamre Yomer L'Rabbi Sasayirish. Only one, not two, but at least the fact that one child can do tamura makes sense. If you're going to tell me that the Yerushim are not kind of the carbon, Heichi Meimer. How could a Yerush ever do tamurah? When someone is makdish something and now he wants to be machalo that hektish, he has to be moisef chaymish. We don't need this halacha for now. This halacha we do need. The person that gets kapara from a carbon, he's the one that has the ability to do the tamura. Also not our sugya. But what do you see from him? So if time is the gemara, forget about the tamura shal shutfis, whatever. That's a more complicated raya to the sugya. Very simple. There's a halacha that a yerush could do tamura. There's also a halacha miskaper roisa tamura. So what does that mean? Checkmate. L'chura, right? Doesn't that mean very, very clearly and eloquently that the yerush is the miskaper? Because if the yerush is not the miskaper, how could the yerush be tamura? Very simple. We have a discussion. Is the mace the miskaper or is the yerush the miskaper? Tainus the gemara, very poshut. Im hame yomer l'rabbi says a yerush. We know miskaper is a tamura. So what's the discussion? Obviously the yerush is the miskaper. Zokta gemara. You know what you have to say in order to reconcile this confusion, this whole sugya? You have to say there's two dinim, learning zvachim. There's two levels of kapara. Mikiva loy mechapra. Mikufya mechapra. So what does that mean? I am Rashi, but Lashoni Hazav. But basically, there's the Iker kapara, and then there's like the Tufel kapara. The father that was mafresh the carbon and died, he's the bala carbon. The Yorish that's bringing the carbon, he's also the bala carbon. You want to know who the Iker is? The Iker is the father. The child is only a Tufel. Because the father is the Iker carbon, that's why if he's mafresh a mincha, and the children now want to bring the mincha, it's still considered the nefesh ki sakriv karbon mincha l'Hashem. Because the Iker mechaper is the father, he's a nefesh, he's one person. Because the father is the Iker mechaper, it's for that reason that you see the idea from the fact that you're bringing the carbon in the first place. Kashav alayalu. That's why Rebbe Lazar Reish Lakish felt it was precedence to our Mishnah from that case. But then again, because the Yerush is also a mechaper, on some level, he's mikufyo mechapra, on some level he gets a little bit of kapara, it's for that reason he can be Tmura, and it's not a steer to the halacha of miskaper oisa tmura. Exhale. Mogamara ibailahu. Didn't really exhale. Kipru. Hamashabo. Oiloi kipru. So the Mishnah said, Kol azvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishman ksheirim. Elo shaloi alu lebailim. Now we exhale. L'shem chayfa. So the question is, what does it mean, v'loi alu lebailim l'shem chayfa? So we keep on saying, we're taking for granted that what it means is that the Bala carbon is going to have to bring another carbon, right? That's what he's going to have to bring. We spoke at Rashi Bava Kama Daf Hei, where Rashi teaches Mefagel as Machsheva Sholei Lashma. So forget about the Shver Rashi for now. But the point is, Rashi said that if a Kohen would have a Machsheva of Sholei Lashma, as long as it's Loi Olu Lebailim L'Shem Chayva, the Kohen is a Mazik. Because Sarach Lehaviyacher, he's a mazik. He now caused damage to the Bala carbon. That's the churu, what it means when we say that it's Le'alu Lebailim L'Shem Chayva. The reason we teach it that way is because we know the end of the story. The Gemara is now playing this out in real time. When we say Le'alu Lebailim L'Shem Chayva, do you have to bring another carbon? Or do you not have to bring another carbon? Omar Rav Sheshes Bred Ravidi, Mistaber Le'Kipro. It's Mistaber that you didn't get Kapara, meaning that you have to bring another carbon to get kapar. Because these are the kippur. Because if you're going to tell me that you got kapar when you brought the first carbon, then why are you bringing the second carbon? Meaning the Gemara is clearing the shayla. Kosher v'lay olu. Does kosher mean you even got kapara? Tainas the Gemara. I mean, if kosher means that you got kapara, then why are you bringing another carbon? But says Gemara, elamai loy kippur? So elamai, what do you want to say? That you really didn't get kapara. Then lamu karet. Then what does kosher mean? What does kosher mean? If you're not getting kapara, what does kosher mean? Great Tosfos. Take a look at Dibra Maskel. Ela my lav loy kippur. Tzorich here. Daimu kasha the Rish Lakish. Wasn't that Rish Lakish's kasha? Im ksherim hem yeiratzu. Vem hem yeiratzu. Lo mein bar. Tosfos blayb tzorich here. Isn't that literally what Rish Lakish was discussed? That was the whole daf hey. Either way, Am Rav Ashi, Rav Sheish, Rebbe Ravidi, Hachi, Kol kasha loy. Rav Sheish, Rebbe Ravidi, Shaila was like this. Yeah, Bishloim loy kippur. Bishloim, if you're going to tell me that it's loy kipru, shaloy lishma mikayuch lishma ikasi. So I understand why you bring the carbon. Again, if it's loy kipru, the kash is why do you bring the carbon? You know why you bring the carbon? Because it started off in the right way. Somewhere along the way, there was a mess up. The mess up was there was a machshava shaloi l'shma during one of the critical avodas adam. Okay, but being that it started, it was huktash l'katchila l'shma, so that's why you end up bringing it. But if you're going to tell me that Eli'i Amrit Kipru, Sheini Lama Huba, but if you're going to tell me that you got kapara with the first carbon, I don't have any explanation for why you would bring the second carbon. Meaning, the question was posed as a maman of shach. It's not such a maman of shach. One side makes sense, the other side doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to say that you got kapara with the carbon that was brought shalai l'shma, yet you have a chiyuv to bring another carbon. If you got kapara, why are you bringing a whole new carbon? What does make sense, what you could rationalize, I mean, that was the whole daf hey, what you could wrap your head around is that even though the carbon right now, we know after the shechita, let's say, because the shechita was done shalai l'shma, that you're not going to get kapara from it, but still there should be a din to bring it. Why is there a din to bring it? Because it started off as a kosher carbon. You were makdish it. Everything was going smoothly because there was a mistake along the way. Doesn't necessarily disqualify the carbon. So there's still dinim you have to fulfill with a carbon that's hakdish. We know that this bala carbon is going to have to bring another carbon. So Zayin is going to have to bring another carbon. Al kaponim, the bottom line is, avada, you don't get kapara. And it's for that reason that the bala carbon ends up having to bring another carbon. So everything we know is la'acha, the maskona of this very short gemar. Either way, another shiloh. I say the la'achar hafrosha mechapra or loy mechapra. So this next gemara actually has nothing to do with the halach of shloi l'shma, but rather it relates to the idea that was just mentioned at the beginning of the daf, and that is a carbon oil is mechaper on ases. So if somebody was mevatel the mitzvah saseh, he brought a carbon oil. Didn't bring the oila to be mechaper for the assay. There had to be some other motive. It could be a neder and a dava. But the point is that once a person brings a carbon oila, the carbon oila is mechaper for assay. Shaila is, what would happen if a person was mafresh a carbon on Sunday, and then on Monday he was mevatel a mitzvah assay? Tuesday when he brings the carbon, did he get kapara only for the assays that he was over before he was mafresh the carbon? Or does he get kapara even for that very day he did on Monday, despite the fact that he was mafresh the carbon on Sunday? So it was after the time he was already mafresh the carbon. I mean, the carbon oil was mechaper on many assays. It wasn't just mechaper on one assay. It was mechaper on all assays. So being that it was mechaper on all assays, you got a clean slate as far as mitzvah assays go when you brought a carbon oil. So the carbon oil was mechaper on assays. The shayla is it only on the assays of koidim afrosha, or is it assays for alach afrosha as well? And this Ibai is going to take us straight through the end of the daf. What's the shayla? Me, I mean, we say we did have a chatas. We should compare it to a chatas. My chatas could be mafrosha in the lach afrosha loy. Just like a chatas, it could only be mechaper for an avera that you did before you were mafresh the chatas. So maybe an oil is the same way. Afachanami, the could be mafrosha in the lach afrosha loy. So too here with regards to the carbon oil, it could be mechaper for an avera and assay that you did before that afrosha, but it can't be mechaper for an assay the lach afrosha. Or do malay nami the chatas. Maybe it's very different the chatas. Why? Very simple. The chatas are called chet v'chet by lasuy chad chatas, because the chatas is very very stringent. Every single aver that a person does b'shogeg she's doing a karis, he has to bring a separate chatas. You can't bring one chatas and get kapara for many different averis b'shogeg that a person did. You did five averis, you're gonna have to bring five different karbanos chatas. But the hacha by the carbon oil, even the ikakam yasei gabe mechapra, being that one oil can be mechapra for many assays, so maybe the assay the lachar frosh and ami mechapra. So maybe you have this kula as well, that it can be mechapra even for an assay the lachar frosh. So by chatas, we know it can't be mechapra for something that the person did after he was already mafresh the carbon chatas. The shayla is, what about an oil? Could an oil also not be mechapra for an assay the lachar frosh? Or maybe chatas and oil are different. Why should it be different? I mean, this is mechapra for this, and that's mechaper for that, but where fundamentally do you see in its oifen ha mechaper it's different? Very simple. Chatas, you need a separate chatas for each avera. Oila, you don't. So I mean that oila is more inclusive. You can get so much kapara with this one oila. So maybe the la'acha afrosha as well. The Gemara shayla is after you were mafresh it, after you said arezu oila, meaning in our case, we were mafresh the carbon on Sunday. You did an Avera on Monday, you brought the carbon on Tuesday. The Gemara is not clearing if you should get kapara for an Avera you do on Wednesday. The Gemara is clearing, could you get a kapara for that Avera that you did on Monday, despite the fact that it was after the Hafrosh, but it was at least before the Hakro. Either way, says the Gemara, Tashma, bring you a Raya. The Pasuk says, V'samach yodai al roisha oila, v'nirtzaloi l'chaper oila. So it's an interesting Pasuk. The Pasuk is talking about the mitzvah of smicha. V'samach yodai al roisha oila. Ideally, the Bala Korban was the one that did the smicha himself. So he would go next to his Korban oila that he was bringing, he would lean his hands on it. The Rambam describes exactly how it happened. So he fulfilled the act of smicha, says the Torah. After you do that, you're going to get kapara. It almost sounds like in order to get kapara for the carbon oila, you needed to do smicha. V'samach yaday al roisha oila, read the pasuk. V'nirtzol oila chapara. Faith the Gemara. V'chi smicha mechaperes, is that true? You need to do smicha in order to get kapara? This is Kachin 101. Falo yein kapara el v'dam. You don't even have to do akhtar ha-seimurim to get kapara. You don't even have to eat the basar to get kapara. You don't have to do the shlicha shirayim to get kapara. The only thing you need to do to get kapara is zrika. Now, zrika requires shchita, kabbalah, hilacha, but the dal avodah sadam, that's it. You need to do the avodah sadam in order to get zrika. The dam is always the mechaper. Shenemar ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. So what does it mean when we say that the smicha gives kapara? So the Braisa makes a very cryptic statement. Shemasa l'smicha shiyorei mitzvah. If a person treated the smicha as if it's shiore mitzvah, as if it's some ancillary, it's some periphery mitzvah, it's not ikker mitzvah. Meaning he didn't do it. Mala olav akasov ki ilu loy kippa. The Torah treats this person as if he didn't get kapara for kippa, but he did get kapara. Okay, so what's going on? Zok de Gemara, what does that mean? So, avada smicha is not integral in terms of getting your ikker kapara. How do you get kapara ki adamu benefesh yichaper? But at the same time, if a person says, I'm not machshiv this smicha, I know I don't need to do smicha, I'm going to do what I have to do, I'm not getting involved in extra credit things that I'm not necessarily responsible to do. So if you do that, mala all of akos of kilu loy keeper, the keeper, on some level you're a loy keeper. And that's why the pasuk emphasizes, v'samach yadei al reisha oilav v'nirtzel oilav chaper, all of that, on some level smicha is somehow related to the kapar. But what does that mean? Mala all of akos of kilu loy keeper, the keeper. You did get kapara, or you didn't get kapara. Zok the Gemara, my love, the keeper asay the koydim afrasha, loy keeper asay the smicha. Maybe what the Gemara means to say is that avada you're going to get kapara because smicha is not ma'akev. So what's oyla mechaper for asays? You're going to get kapara for all your asays when you bring this carbon oyla, despite the fact that you didn't do smicha. When we say loy keeper, you know what loy keeper is? You're not going to get kapara for being mevatel the mitzvahs. You're not going to get kapara for being mevatel mitzvah sicha. Meaning, this person might think, you know, this is great. I'm bringing a carbon oila. Oila is mechaper on assays. I have to do an assay right now while I bring the carbon oila, which I say, smicha. But, you know, I'm not going to do it. Shari mitzvah, I'm going to sit lean now. Just, you know, I don't want to ruin my I'm not doing it. So instead, he says, I'll get kapara anyways. Because right now, he's an echt devashav. He's about to get kapara from the carbon oila. Does look the pasuk. You keep it on all the assays that you did. But you like keep it on assay the smicha. You know, you're not going to get kapara for the assay the smicha. You know why? Why? Because when do you do smicha after hafrasha? So being that happened on Tuesday, which was after Sunday when you were mafresh, the smicha was right before the carbon was brought. So you have a raya l'chura from the fact that you don't get kapara for smicha, that you can't get kapara for an asay de lahach afrasha. Amar Rava. So Rava said, asay de smicha, can't be bringing raya from the asay de smicha. Shani Hasan, that's different than our case. The chol kamed olay shachit, ba'amoyd u'smoich koi. The mitzvah smicha is chal up until the shechita. Meaning, up until the moment of the shechita, you have an obligation of amoy du smoich. Get up and do smicha. You have an obligation to do smicha. Emos kahave asei delachash shechita. When then are you mevatel the asei? After you do the shechita. Oh, la'achash shechita le'kami bo'ilon. That was already your case. That already we're not questioning. The shaila is la'achaf rasha before the shechita. But if it was already after the shechita, in that case, that was poshut to the Gemara that you're not going to get kapara for. So it could be that's takum shan in the brice. Maybe shan in the brice is when we say kiper v'loi. But maybe when the Braisa says keeper v'loy keeper, keeper means you get kapara for all the assays that you had done previously. Loy keepers for the assays. But it's not a raya that you can't get kapara for an assay. I have a different pshat. Why are you even assuming that that's pshat in the Braisa? Meaning we're assuming that when the Braisa says keeper v'loy keeper, it means if you didn't do smicha, you get kapara as long as you did this rika. But loy keeper, you don't get kapara for gufa being mevatel the mitzvah asay of smicha. So the Gemara thought, isn't that a raya that you can't get kapara for asay de la'acha afrash? The Gemara said, this is different. This is an asay de la'acha shechita. But Rafun Bar Yudah told Rava, I have a whole different understanding in the Braisa, which would make it have no shaykhus whatsoever to our sugya. Why? Ema, maybe when the Braisa says keeper loy keeper, it means keeper gavra, loy keeper kapeshmaya. What does that mean?
says Rashi, on the bottom of Davov Amin Aleph, Kiper Gavro, Al Kol Aseh Shebiyodoy, V'nitzel Monar Yisur. Maybe Kiper means, as long as he did this Riki, you get Kapara. The Gavro gets Kapara. He's nitzel mena yisurin, he's okay. But at the same time, there's a loy keeper, kapei shmaya, lenachas ruach, lekoinoi, gliyovin mitzvina mufcher. You want to know if you gave Hashem a nachas ruach? That's the whole idea of a carbon, reach nichayach l'Hashem. You didn't give Hashem the proper nachas ruach, because you didn't do the mitzvah mena mufcher. Maybe that's this nuance of keeper of loy keeper. But nothing to do with get kapara on the smicha. No, maybe you do get kapara on the smicha. And if you get kapara from the smicha, you see you do get kapara even for an aseid alachar frosh. In other words, the Braisa never said mefurish you don't get kapara on the smicha. The Braisa made an extremely cryptic statement. Kiper, like, we don't even know what that means. So we assume kiper the ikr kapara, loy kiper on the aseid the smicha. Thus, maybe it's a sushal tower. So give it Rava said meicha taste. Maybe that's not what it means. And he continued, did Rav Huna bar Yehuda, and said, I have precedence for this nusach of kiper loy kiper. You find it in another braisa, and in that other braisa, I think it means what I'm telling you right now. What's that other braisa? So we get introduced now to an even another sugya. If you think afterwards, I wrote down the amount of new ideas that we're being exposed to right here in Zvachim Davav. It's unbelievable. The context over there is Tyrus HaMetzayra. We've spoken about Tamura. We've spoken about Karbonos Lachamisa. Pidya Maisa Sheni. We're not done yet. We're not even halfway done. Either way, time-wise, yeah, but words-wise, no. So either way, don't get nervous. But either way, so you have over here Tyrus HaMetzayra. So one of the things they did with the Tyrus HaMetzayra is they would take shemen, oil, they would spritz it, there was rikis, and some of it was put on the Metzayra himself. V'hanoyser, the leftover oil, after you did the whole Tyrus HaMetzayra, v'hanoyser b'shemen asher al hakaf ha-koy, niten al reish ha-metar. They would put on the head of the Metzayra v'chiper olav ha-koyin l'fnei Hashem. And when that happened, he got kapara. Says the Gemara, im nosan kiper v'im loy nosan loy kiper dev Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, read the pasuk. I was ma'avis edra, and I think I understood that it was ma'akiv in the kapara. The pasuk says, v'hanoyse b'ashem, and all the leftover oil, after the ikur tyrus ha-metzayr was done, yitein al-roish ha-mitaher, was put on the head of the Metzayra, v'chiper olav ha-koyin l'fnei Hashem. And by doing that, this Metzayra got kapara. So says Rabbi Akiva, very simple. Im nasan kiper, v'im loy nasan loy kiper. Yechem anur yoymer. No, it's not true. Shiori mitzvah. It's not makiv in the kapara. It's shiori mitzvah. It's tuffel. It's ancillary. Bein nisein, bein shaloy nitein, kiper. Whether this act was performed, whether it was not performed, the Metzayra got kapara. Umalin olav ki'ile loy kiper. Well, so again, bein nitain, bein loy nitain keeper, but Dr. Braisa, umalin olav kilu loy keeper. So it's the same idea. It's keeper, but it's loy keeper. So says the Gemara. Mike ilu loy keeper. What does kilu loy keeper mean? Ilay midami boy last week carbon achrin. It doesn't mean you have to bring another carbon. I'm rebbe nitain, loy nitain keeper. No, the Pshul can't mean that. Because the Braisa said very, very clearly. That's the clear part of the Braisa. Bein nitain, bein loy nitain keeper. It's just a malin olav akasov kilu loy keeper. So what does that mean? Ela keeper gavra, loy keeper kabishmai. Maybe it means the spout. Keeper gavra. Nitzumana Yisurim, he fulfilled his chiyuv. But light keeper at the same time, like Rashi says, Lenachas Ruach Lekoinoi, the Leyavim, it's Menamuch. So you see this precedence with regards to the Noiser Bashemen of Yitin Arosh HaMetaher. So Lechuru, maybe that's what it means with regards to the mitzvah of Smicha as well. But the Gemara says it's not Muchach that that's what that means over there. Because Hapsam Nami, it could be that Braisa means keeper Matam Bahinis, like keeper Matnas Arosh, similar to what we're saying with Smicha. Keeper, meaning you get kapara. The Metzayra is okay, doesn't have to bring more karbanas. But at the same time, like keeper, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Anoisa B'Shem and Yitan al-Reish HaMetar. He's like keeper klapi that did, that he made into Shiori Mitzvah. He was like keeper, similar to what we were saying, that when you mevatel the smicha, you have a problem with the fact that you mevatel the smicha, you don't get kapara for the smicha that you mevatel. The bottom line is we had a shayla. Oil was mechaper and aseh. What if somebody was mafresh and oil and then he was mevatel and aseh? Do you get kapara when you bring the carbon oil or not? In our case, somebody was mafresh an oil on Sunday, he was mevatel an aseh on Monday, and then on Tuesday he brought the carbon. That's pashut any aseh that he did before Sunday he's going to get kapara for, when on Tuesday the kohen brings the carbon. The shail is what he did in between on Monday, any avera aseh that he did on that day, does he get kapara or not? So the Gemara thought we had a raya from this very mysterious braisa, where if somebody brings an oil without smicha, keeper of a light keeper. Keeper means he gets kapara. What does light keeper mean? Maybe light keeper means he doesn't get kapara for being bevatel the mitzvah aseh the smicha. Why not? Probably because it's an aseh, the la'achar frasha. Essentially,
If you make a sikum, the Gemara was doichet for two reasons. Either it's not a raya, because I could always tell you that asay the smich is not just asay the lach afrosh, it's asay the lach ashchita. Because until you do the shchita, amoydu smoich, you have a chiyah to do the smicha. So technically, you weren't mevatel the mitzvah until you actually do the shchita. Thus, it's not an asay the lach afrosh, it's worse. It's an asay the lach ashchita. Al zeh ein anu danin. That's not our shaila. Our shaila is only asay the lach afrosh. Or you could say that keep it like you mean something else. Maybe you do get kapara for being mevatel the asay of smicha. Because it's an asay the lach afrosh. Maybe you do get kapara for an asay the lach afrosh. What does it mean? Keeper, veloy keeper. Keeper means you got your kapara. You don't have to bring another carbon. But loy keeper kaple shmaya. Like Rashi says, lenachas ruach lekoinoi. Dolyavim mitzvah namufo. So where are we now? We're back to the original shaila. Is an oila mechaper for an asay the lach afrosh. That bittul mitzvah said happened on Monday. You get kapara when you bring the carbon on Tuesday and Zok the Gemara Tashma. I'll bring you another raya from yet another idea. Reb Shimon said, "Kifsei atzeres, lo mahim boyin." Why would the kifsei atzeres brought? So every year in the Beis Hamikdash on Shavuos there was a special carbon that was brought. It was a carbon shlomim. It was a shalmei tzibur. If you remember Rashi on the bottom of Daf Hey Yom and Aleph said shlomim yeshnei betzibur. Rashi had one case kifsei atzeres. So this was the only carbon shlomim that belonged to the tzibur. Most carbon on tzibur were an oilo or a chatas. Here you had a shalmei tzibur, which was the kifsei atzeres to land. And it came along with the shtei halechem. The idea was to be matter carbonos. To be brought in the Beis HaMikdash from the Tfuah HaKadosh. It's just like there was a carbon omer that was brought that was matter the Yidden to be able to eat from the Tfuah HaKadosh. That was the purpose of the carbon omer. We count Sfiris omer today because they, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they used to count Miyoyim HaViyacheres omer up until Shavuos. Our Sfiris omer today is only a Zecher Ba'amo because we don't really have the carbon omer. But the carbon omer was matter the Tfuah HaKadosh Begvulin, and the Shtei HaLechem and the Kifsei Atzeres will matter it in the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, Reb Shimon says, Kifsei Atzeres Lomahim Ba'in. Why were the Kifsei Atzeres brought? Fate to Gemara. What do you mean, why were they brought? Kifsei Atzeres Shlomim Ninu. Kifsei Atzeres are a Shlomim. And Rashi speaks out what we just spoke out, that there's a Chayva, has to be matter the Chodosh in the Beis HaMikdash, etc. Says the Gemara, you're right. That wasn't Reb Shimon Shaila. El Seiri Atzeres Lomahim Ba'in. Why were the Seiri Atzeres brought? Says the Gemara, if you remember, the first 20 blot to the Sechta Shavuos. The reason is Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, of all the Seirim, all the goats that were brought, whether it was on Yom Kippur, whether it was on Rosh Chodesh, whether it was on Yontif, they were all related to different nuances in Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of Yediyah B'Tchela, no Yediyah B'Saif. I remember all the different permutations of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, of all the Seirim were related to that. So Reb Shimon says, you want to know why the Seiri Atzeres were brought, why they brought these goats on Shavuos? What do you mean? It's related to Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. Said Reb Shimon, but Nizrak Domei Shal Rishon Sheni Lamakarv. Why did they have to have two? There were two Seirei Atzeres that were brought. One was part of the carbon Musaf, and the other one was part of the Kifsei Atzeres. And this is a mistake that people don't realize. The carbon Musaf, you think of it as being one animal, right? It's Lashon Yachid, carbon Musaf. But if you read the Musaf, just read, when next time you daven Musaf, just see what you're reading. It was a cocktail of carbonos. There was seven of these types of animals and two of these and one of those. So one aspect, one element of the carbon Musaf that was brought on Shavuos was a Sa'ir. It was brought as a Chatas. But there was also a Sa'ir L'Chatas that was brought as part of the Kifsei Atzeres. Now, L'Chura, if they're both being brought for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, why do you need two? If one was brought at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the other was brought at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So what's the purpose? What do you need two for? L'Siyah Atzeres L'Mein Ba'am Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Says the Gemara, I understand that. But Nizrak Domei Shal Rishon Sheni L'Makarev Al Tumas Shaira Bein Zalazeh. You know what? Four? It's what happens if there was Tumah between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. In case there was Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav that happened in that interim period, which by the way, on Yontif was Shchiach, because on Yontif all the Yidden used to go be Eileregel. So it was very Shchiach that there would be Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh of Ayantiv. So it's for that reason they brought another one. So the Gemara says, Ememeyato, if you do the math, Ru'yin Ha'yisrael Ha'akrav Karban Yisei B'chol Yisei B'chol Shah. It comes out, really, you should have brought one maybe every minute of the day. I mean, you're worried that something happened between 2 and 4, then after you bring it at 4, maybe something happened between 4 and Shkiah, between Shkiah and Rabbeinu Tam, right? I mean, you have to can constantly be worried that maybe something happened. Oh, Shechisech HaKasav, the Torah, Chasa, HaTorah, Al-Mamayin, Shal Yisrael. And so for that reason, we said, just bring two, and two is going to be enough. Says the Gemara, V'hacha, Da'aseh D'lach HaFrosha, V'kam Mechapra. Frank, the Gemara have a fundamental problem. When were they mafresh the Seirim? Erev Yontif. So if they already mafish the Seirim on Erev Yontif, that means that the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, that we're saying the second Seir is being mechaper for, because what's it being mechaper for? Not for what happened before Yontif, that I need only one for. It's what happened between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock on Shavuos. That's already an Aveira Delacha. And here we're talking about a Chatas, by the way. Not even talking about an Oilo. Here we're talking about a Chatas. So you see, clearly there's a concept, there's a Musig, that a carbon, even a Chatas, could be Mechaper on something that happened Delacha Arfash. So you can ask me a Kasha. So what does that have to do with our sugya? Ask it on Chatas. You tell me Chatas is not Mechaper on an Aveira Delacha Arfash. Here you see clearly that this could be Mechaper Delacha Arfash. So the Rishayim speak out. No. The Gemara knows it's not a Tzushtal to a Chatas. Because a Chatas is Mechaper for one Aveira. That's what the Gemara said. Being that it's only mechaper for one aver, it can't be mechaper for what happened to Lachar Frasha. An oilo, the Gemara thinks, is different because an oilo was mechaper on many assays. This chatos was mechaper on many as well. It wasn't just mechaper on one act of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, it was mechaper on all Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. So if you were going to draw now an analogy between these Seirim that were brought for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, the perfect analogy would be the oilo, which is our sugi. It's mechaper on many assays, even assay the Lachar Frasha Lachura, based on this idea that the chatos is being mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Many Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh, all the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh that took place, and even the Chura on what happened to Lacha Afrosha. Zok the Gemara, no one. Who said that you were mafresh it? Who said that you were mafresh them those Bevas Achas? Id afreshin Bevas Achas. Hochinami. Hochin my skin, afreshin Bevas Achas. You know why you need the second carbon? Really, it's not mechaper for what happened to Lacha Afrosha. But Hocha B'maya Skinon, with the two Seirim that are going to be brought on Shavuos, you were a Mafresh B'Vas Achas. So, it happened Erev Yontif, that Farasha. 1, 2 o'clock Erev Yontif, the other 1, 4 o'clock Erev Yontif. We're not worried about what happened between 2 and 4 on Yontif. What happened between 2 and 4 on Yontif is already the Lachar Farasha. That's too late. We're worried about what happened between 2 and 4 on Erev Yontif. And being that between 2 and 4 on Erev Yontif, there's this state of the La'achar HaFrosha for the first Seir. So Memela, the first Seir is not going to work to be Mechaper for that. That's Gufa why I need the second Seir. Meaning really it's not Mechaper for what happened to La'achar HaFrosha. So why then are you bringing the second one? Precisely in the event where you weren't Mafresh the two Karbonos with Asachas. So I need now a second carbon to be mechaper for any Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav that happened after the Hafrosha of the first carbon. So it's not for what happened between the Hakrovos of the two Karbonos on Shavuos. It's for what happened between the two Hafroshos of the two Karbonos on Erev Shavuos. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, V'leiku V'leimalei L'kro D'chikseva B'zeh HaZakseva. So what happens then if the two karbanos were hurfash at the same time? So you're going to tell me if the two karbanos were hurfash at the same time, I thought you don't need two seirim. So you're making an akimta and a pasik? That's very, very shver. The pasik is telling you always brought two seirim. You always needed two seirim. Otherwise, it's a shail of chulul nazara. You always brought two seirim. Why do you always bring two seirim? Because there was always the tumah shayra b'zeh chazeh. But that between the two karbanos. But if you're going to tell me that the only time it's possible to have tumah between the two karbanos is if they weren't hurfish bevasacha, so essentially you're making an akimta in the pasuk, that the pasuk is understanding you're not going to be mafresh them bevasachas, which really doesn't. Why would you not be mafresh them bevasachas? It makes more sense you would be mafresh them bevasachas. And if you're mafresh them bevasachas, it comes out there is no tumah she'ora bein zeh lezeh. Says the Gemara, you're right. Amar Rapapa. So Rapapa said, richtig. You have to say that when we say there were two seirim. And the reason there were two Seirim, despite the fact that they're accomplishing the same thing, they're both coming to be Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, you need two, because what happens if there was Tumah, Bein Zeh Lezeh? The two Karbanos weren't brought at the same second. So if any Tumah happened between the two, you're going to have a problem. Isn't that a Raya then that a Karban can be Mechaper even for an Aveira that happened, the Lachar Frosh? It says the Gemara, yeah, it is a Raya. But at the same time, it's not a Tzushtal to our Sugya. You know why? Because Karbano is Sibur Ka'amrit, said Rapapa. You're stelling to a Karban Sibur, to a Karban Yachid, Shani Karbano is Sibur. And another idea that we get exposed to, the Leiv Bezdin Kamasna Leyan. Karbano is Sibur is different, because when it comes to Karbanos Sibur, there's a Leiv Bezdin Masna Leyan. Bezdin has an ability to manipulate from a distance exactly how Karbanos take place in the Beis HaMikdash. And what they said was that when the two Karbanos were Hurfresh Erev Yontif, they don't want the Hafrosha of the second carbon to be Chal until Samuch L'Shchitas HaMamash. And the reason they would do that is because they know that there may be Tumah She'ora Bein Zeh Lezeh. and they want that the second sar should be mechaper, and it can't be mechaper for what happened la'achar afrosha, and they know that afrosha is happening on Erev Yontif, and they want to somehow fardin kapara for the additional tumah that may have happened. So what they do is they say that even though the maisa afrosha is taking place in Erev Yontif, but the chalois afrosha shouldn't take place. The chalois afrosha shouldn't happen until literally samach to the carbon being brought. So it's not going to happen until samach the carbon being brought. It's for that reason it works. Enechanami, there's an idea here of asay the la'achar afrosha, but really that's not the way it's playing itself out. The way it's playing itself out is that the afrosha that we thought happened on Erev Yontif really didn't happen on Erev Yontif. It happened on Yontif. What do you mean it happened? We saw it happen on Yontif. That's what you saw. But you didn't realize what's supposed to happen in the hearts from Bezdin. Leiv Bezdin Masna Aleiv. That has an ability to say that even though we see one thing, that's not really the way it plays itself out. Says the Gemara, and this precedence for Leib Bez and Maskin. I'm going to be the Mashmul. Karbonai Sibur, Sakin, Moishchesan. A carbon Sibur, it's up until the Shechita, there's still a little bit of suspense of how the carbon is going to play itself out. Sakin, when the Shechita happens with the knife, that's what creates the Chalois carbon. Sakin, Moishchesan, Lamashehen. And the context over there is, the halacha is, that korbanos tzibur were brought from the machzor hashekel. Now the machzor hashekel had a fiscal year, meaning machzor hashekel that was raised in Tavshin Ayin Ches could be used for korbanos tzibur that are going to be brought in Tavshin Ayin Ches. But you couldn't bring a korban tzibur in Tavshin Ayin Ches from money that was raised in Tavshin Ayin Ches. Shtelzich the shaila. What happens if they raise money in Tavshin Ayin Ches and there was a surplus? So the budget was balanced perfectly. They actually had a surplus. They have extra money. So what do you do with the extra money? It's Mishnayis and Masechta Shkalim that tells us exactly how we do it. There's a better Shiloh. What happens if the Bezdin, the Gizbar, was already mafresh karbonis for a carbon tzibur, but they never had to use it? So this is a little more complicated. So now we don't have the cash gelt anymore. Now what we have is an actual carbon. What do you do with the carbon? So if I had money, okay, the Mishnah tells me what to do with the money. The question is, what if I have the actual carbon? So say the Chachamim, an unbelievable chiddush. The Chachamim say, it's not a problem. You know why it's not a problem? Because although initially the Hafrasha happened, l'shem, a carbon tamid, l'shem karbonoi tzibur, but at the same time there's a leib bez the masna leib that says that we can always change, we can divert, and we can say that instead of this oila going as a regular carbon tzibur, we're going to bring it as an oilas nedava, kitzam is beach, which is also an oilas tzibur. But the point is, it's not going to necessarily be brought as a carbon tzibur. The carbon tzibur, as in the oilas atomid, that's meshubah to the fiscal year. So if it's tofshin ayin ches machs hashekel, you could only bring a Tavshin Ayin Ches carbon tamid. But if you want to bring a Oilas Nedava of the Tzibur of Kitzam Mizbeach, even if Tavshin Ayin Ches, you can use Tavshin Ayin Ches money. So says the Chachamim that carbon is Tzibur Sakin Moshech Chesan L'mashe Yibam. That even though this carbon was Hufrash L'katchila, not Nizi Gemar, it was Hufrash L'katchila for the Oilas tamid, but it's not necessarily defined as an Oilas tamid until the Shechita. Because up until the Shechita, there's wiggle room. There's a lay bezin that says, you know what, instead of bringing it as an Oilas tamid, let's bring it as an Oilas Nadava for Kitzam Mizbeach. Why in the world would we do that? Very simple. It's Tavshin Ayin Ches. I can't bring it anymore. So what do I do with this animal? I have a very simple thing. I can use it for Kitzam Mizbeach. Kitzam Mizbeach was a real function. Very often the Chacham would say, you don't know what to do with it, use it for Kitzam Mizbeach. So I have it now for Kitzam Mizbeach. But what do you see? You see Leib Bez Masna Leib, because the Hafrosha happened for an Oilas Tamid, and I'm not using it for the Oilas Tamid. I'm instead using it for the Oil of Kitzam Mizbeach. So you say Meris is a concept. So just like you see Kitzam Mizbeach with regards to that, they give me a Kitzam Mizbeach with regards to Hafrosha. But the Gemara says that's all good. But Umi Islay the Reb Shimon Leib Bez Masna Leib, there's Reb Shimon Leib Bez Masna Leib, Rabbi Di Bar Abi, Amram Rabbi Yitzchok, Amram Rabbi Yochanan, to be them Shalih Hutzchok the Tzibur, the Devi Rab Shimon Ein Niftin Tamimin, the Devi Chacham Ein Niftin Tamimin. A very similar halacha to the halacha we just said. What happens if there was leftover karbonos after the year ended? So Tavshin Ayin Ches ended. If Tavshin Ayin Ches, there's leftover animals. Chum, take it a step further. They up the ante a little bit. They say that not only could you use the carbon now for Kitzam Mizbeach, it could be poyda. That's a very big chiddush, because usually it can't be poyda Kachim Mizbeach. Any animal that was Huktash, likatchila, with the intent of being makrivit as a carbon on the Mizbeach, you can't be poited. If it has a mum, then you can be poited. But if it doesn't have a mum, you have no ability to be poited. Ordinarily, hektish, you could be poited. It's just hektish that has a din to be carried on the Mizbeach, if it's Kodesh, Kedushas Aguf, as opposed to Kedushas Domim, those are the magic words, then the halacha is, you cannot be poyed. Say the Chachamim that even though these animals were huktash l'katchila to be carried on the Mizbeach, but at the same time, there's a Lev Bezdin Masna that says, we can change our mind. We don't want it to be Kodesh. We don't have to be Kaddish Kedushas Aguf. It should be Kaddish Kedushas Domim. L'mayin Af Kamina, we can be Poided. Reb Shimon says you can't be Poided. If Reb Shimon says you can't be Poided, what does Reb Shimon hold? Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Lev Bazdan Masna Aleim. And this whole Torah that we're saying that even though that Frosha happened on Erev Yontif, really, we're telling you to have Frosha, that it's not going to happen until some Chlitch Chitasa based on Lev Bazdan Masna Aleim. We're coming to explain Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was the Bala member in the Bryce. So how could you tell me Lev Bazdan Masna Aleim to explain Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon is the Shita that holds it. You don't say Lev Bazdan. I'll ask you another kasha. With regards to this whole shaila, this tzad that the Seirei Atzeres, that the way they played out, really they're not mechaper for Asei Delach HaFrosha. But the reason there's a second one is not for the Tumah, is she'irah bein zeh lezeh, is because there's a Lev Bezdin that says that even though that Frosha seems to have happened on Erev Yontif, really it's happening on Yontif. But I have a problem, because the boy v'nei Reb Yirmi, Reb Zeh, Reb Yirmi asked Reb Zeh, Seirei Atzeres, Shekibadam b'shnei koitzes, if the two Seirei Atzeres were brought at the same exact second. The two Kabbalahs happened at the same time. And he did Zrika on one. The Shaila is, why was the second Zrika done? Says the Gemara, the whole Shaila on the Gemara seems to be, what was Rabbi Yirmiyah's Shaila? Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to know if the two Shchitas happened at the same time and the two Zrikas happened at different times. Could the second Zrika be Mechaper for what happened between the two Zrikas, or no? Says the Gemara, it sounds like it's Poshit that the second Sawyer could be Mechaper for what happened to La'acha HaFrosha. There was no Shaila could be Mechaper for what happened to La'acha HaFrosha. But it's just the La'acha Shchita that there's an Ibaya. Meaning we're assuming that the Shnei Seirim is a Tzushtel to Oila be Mechaper for Asei to La'acha HaFrosha. And we're coming up with Toyer Alei Bezna Maslam. So we have two problems with this. Number one, you're talking Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon doesn't hold Alei Bezna Maslam Alei. Says, besides, I have Raya's from Amu Yeroim, the way they handled this halacha, that you see that they thought it was Poshit that the Sawyer was Mechaper for the Asei to La'acha HaFrosha. It has nothing to do with Lei Bezdin's. It's Poshit. The whole Shaila was, they wanted to know if the two Shchitas happened for Asachas. Could the Zrika be mechaper for Asei de la'acha shchita, but Asei de la'acha frosha? No, but the Gemara says the second raya is not a raya because intim tzoloi makomer. Could be Rabbi Yirmiyah wasn't sure if it's mechaper for la'acha frosha. He said, I don't know if it's mechaper for la'acha frosha. Even if it's mechaper for la'acha frosha, what about for la'acha zrika? Either way, what we have over here is a shaila, is the oila that's mechaper for Asei. Is it even mechaper for Asei de la'acha frosha if you were mafresh Sunday? You did an Aveira on Monday, you brought the carbon Tuesday. Is it Mechaper the Aveiras that happened on Monday? Is it not? We seem to think that we had a great Tzushta. We seem to have a very Gishma. The Gemara really brought three Tashmas. One Tashma was from the mitzvah of Smicha. The second Tashma was from the mitzvah of Tairas HaMetzaira. The third is from the Seirim that were brought on Shavuos for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh. At the end of the day, we don't seem to have resolved the Shaila.